A lot of music these days is created without any instruments, just one person and a laptop. Well, Ella Minas is trying to bring the human touch to a largely electronic music scene.
I actually studied coding for a long time, and then I started getting very, very used to the sound of laptops. So I was just looking for a different sound, and I found hardware synthesizers, meaning they're like an actual instrument separate from a computer that has piano keys. And so I just really wanted to stay away from computer chips and wanted to use instruments that were actual instruments.
So in a way, Ella, you're kind of saving humanity. I mean, you're preserving human beings.
Well, I love that. I love that you see it like that.
Ella Minas grew up in Bogota, Colombia. She played in a punk band there, then came to the U.S. to study drumming. But she found her true inspiration in dance clubs. You're listening to a track from her new album, Dia. She avoided laptops while making it.
I do the same live. I don't use any laptops live. It's all analog synthesizers. They're very reliable, but sometimes they'll, you know, go crazy, basically.
Like people.
Exactly, like people. And I have to say, those moments when they go crazy is the moments where I feel like I connect with the audience the most. The moment of humanity, either from me or from the machines. I feel like mistakes really is what makes us human, and then we connect on a very different level.
Considering how closely you work with your synthesizers and your machines, do you have a kind of a relationship with them in a way? I mean, not in a human way. I know they're not human beings or anything like that, but I mean, machines can get finicky sometimes. They can have, you know, they can have
course.
Little issues. Okay, so yeah, so tell us about that.
They're like my friends, you know, they're like, I mean, I know them so well. Like you said, like, honestly, some days on tour, I'll be like, you know, the bass is having a bad day and it like doesn't want to play today. I wish I was kidding, but I swear it happens. Something, you know, maybe in the like humidity, something happened and the synth just won't play. And then you just let it rest for one day and the next day it'll be fine.
So do you mind if we play one of your songs?
Of course.
I have to ask you the title because it's QQQQQ. How do I pronounce the title?
Well, I didn't really think it through when I named it. The names of the files just get like too overwhelming. And I just like was trying to simplify it for myself. So I think maybe you can help me. It could either be four Qs, so QQQQ, or just one Q.
I kind of like QQQQ.
Perfect.
I like the sound it makes.
The lyrics are essentially singing, lately I've been feeling like we all agree that this is the end of times. And I feel like if we're just gonna give up, we should just end it now.
Wow.
But the music, I wanted to make very joyful but melancholic. And a lot of music makes me cry, even if it's not like melancholic. And I really like this term of dancing and crying.
Dancing and crying, that's interesting because people won't typically associate those two things. They think that if you're dancing, you're happy and you're listening to happy music, whatever
exactly.
That is, right?
Yeah, exactly, whatever that is. I think a lot of, in general, my being and my music has a lot of, I guess, that juxtaposition of like, you know, I'm the type of person that when you tell me something really sad, I'll laugh. Probably out of nervousness, probably out of like not knowing how to react.
I'm guessing that could be an awkward thing though, right? I mean, because if someone's telling you something sad and you're just, you know, busting a laugh out or a smile, it's got to put you in awkward situations maybe.
It's gotten me into a lot of trouble, yeah.
Really? Like what's the worst kind of trouble that you've gotten into?
For example, fights, like with a significant other or friends, the person will get madder and then I'm laughing more and then they just keep getting more offended. And for some reason that makes me it's not great. I've gotten better. I don't know why I'm talking about this on radio.
See, actually, you got a song that says, I want to be better. That's another song on the album, right? So is that a little bit of that you're getting better, trying to be better, and want to be better?
Absolutely. Yeah, great point. The next phrase on that chorus says, I thought I was better, but I keep acting like a little kid. I want to be better. In general, you know, we have instinct and things that maybe are like even defense mechanisms, I guess, from childhood. Those things don't make you who you are. I mean, you can always change and control things and learn to be better.
Have you ever come across anyone in your career that's told you or wanted you to say, look, you gotta get with the times. You gotta get, you know, more up-to-date machines.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you say?
So many people. Like, why? If I'm completely honest, it has mostly come from male engineers that are like, why are you carrying all of this around? You just get a laptop. My question is always why to them, and the answer has never been convincing enough or like worth me paying attention to be honest.
So wow, a female musician having to explain herself to a man.
Imagine that.
What a story, right?
Yeah.
That's Ella Minas. Her new album is called Dia. Ella, thank you.
Thank you.